On Monday, we brought you the story of Army Captain Nate Rawlings.
He's the 26-year-old soldier who recently returned to Iraq for his second deployment.
The one thing I always did fear wasn't death. I mean, if you die, you die. But, you know, being so disfigured that you cannot then function, you just don't want to see too much of what is possible before you have to go, because, you know, there's a very likely chance you'll see it with yourself, with your men, when you're over there on patrols.
We're going to follow Captain Rawlings' story here on Day to Day. He'll be writing ongoing dispatches about what he's up to, and you'll find that at our website.
And we'd like you to write in with some questions. Those, along with Nate's answers, will also be on our website.
And we thought we'd share some excerpts from these first exchanges with you. Najim Dabur wrote in from Norman, Oklahoma.
He asked advice for his best friend who recently enlisted in the Air National Guard and has been told to expect 2 or 3 tours in Iraq or Afghanistan. I want to know if there is anything that you wish someone had told you before you were deployed, he asks.
And Captain Rawlings replies with a couple of pieces of advice. Quote, if your friend is serving a short tour, the 3 to 6 month kind, I would advise that he barely unpack and simply concentrate on doing his job the best he can. And before you know it, he will be home. It will be sort of like a long, very intense semester abroad.
He also suggested that the soldier come up with a goal of something to accomplish outside his job in the military. Captain Rawlings writes that he and many of his fellow soldiers have used their non-combat time to read, write home, and listen to music.
Several taught themselves to play the guitar, he writes. One read all of the classics from Homer to the collected works of Shakespeare. During this tour, I am working very closely with Iraqi troops. I'm learning as much Arabic as I can, and he notes that's with a southern twang.
Carol Walkup wrote from Kansas City, Missouri, to ask if Nate sees what he's doing in Iraq, quote, first as a soldier and second as a person. Nate writes back, I think every day about what we are doing here, and often I think about it as a person first and a soldier second. It's never easy to assess past actions and potential future actions when violence is a large component of the equation, and that is when I find it helpful to look at it as a person first.
And Nate continues, I met with General Petraeus early in this tour when he spoke to a training class. He emphasized that the gains of the past year are incredibly fragile and we are still needed here.
A couple of listeners wanted to know what soldiers read while they're in Iraq.
Quote, everything from Guns and Ammo to Field and Stream to Newsweek and Time, writes Captain Rawlings. He notes he's also in the middle of 3 books, Last Exit to Brooklyn by Hubert Selby, The Federalist Papers, and Introduction to Microeconomics.
Sounds like some great light reading in the middle of a war zone. Keep your questions for Nate coming. These and others can be read on our website. Go to npr.org/Nate.
And you can read regular dispatches from him there about life in Sadr City in Baghdad.